Lowe's knows how to turn big plans into real results. Whether it's new appliances or a home refresh, get started with 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more with the My Lowe's Rewards Credit Card, January 15th through the 30th. So you can invest in your upgrade now and pay over time. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payment required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, recorded at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Before we let you know what we want to talk about on this latest edition, I want to give a shout out to a couple of our current show sponsors. One is Recruit.ie, and Recruit.ie recently launched a brand new mobile phone app, making finding your dream job easier than ever. You can browse hundreds of jobs from Ireland's leading employers and apply in one tap. Also, you'll get access to amazing virtual recruitment fairs, free careers advice, and much more. If you want to download the app, all you do is go to your app store and search for recruit.ie, download the app onto your phone, and find your new dream job today. And we would like to thank recruit.ie for being the current sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast. And another sponsor that we want to give a shout out to is a brand new book, which Jeremy's going to tell us all about.
Yes, it's called Safe, and it has been available for the last couple of months. It was launched just before Christmas there, and this book is a must read. It tells the story, the true story, by the way, of Priscilla and Amy Granger and their escape from domestic violence and their subsequent work to prevent others from suffering the same fate that they did. And it's a compelling read, it's a harrowing read, it's an important read. And you can only get this book, Safe, on their website, safe-thebook.ie. Go to safe-thebook.ie. The book will cost you only $14.99. It's the price of two coffees in Starbucks, probably. And you can rest assured that when you do buy a copy of the book, proceeds of the sale will go towards helping victims of domestic abuse. So it's a win-win situation if you buy the book. It's called Safe, and you'll get it on safe-thebook.ie.
So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Have a listen to this. Can you talk about this on your show? What happened outside my son's primary school in the Crumlin area yesterday? I was picking him up from school at 2:30, and when I arrived there, there was a scene at the gates, and some of the parents were banging on a car window, telling the man in the car to get out, and they were videoing him, saying he was trying to abduct kids. These parents were making a show of themselves. They said he was acting suspicious on the phone, and he was foreign. He looked Indian to me. They made him get out of the car, and it turned out he had a puncture and was waiting for someone to come and fix it. What the hell is wrong with some parents nowadays that they see a car outside a school they don't recognize and they think the worst? This poor man was so embarrassed, and they didn't even apologize to him. I was absolutely disgusted. So this man gets a puncture in his car. He happens to have the puncture in his car close to a school, and the parents assume that he's up to no good, that he's attempting to abduct children because he happens to be parked outside a school. Now, this is just the latest in a litany of stories targeting foreign nationals. This guy happened to be an Indian guy, but this doesn't just happen to foreign nationals, because something similar, I remember, Jeremy, happened to you a couple of years ago.
Oh, this was about 8 years ago, wasn't it? I was driving home from work and I picked up lunch. I picked up a wrap in a shop on the way home, and I didn't want to eat it while I was driving, so I pulled the car over outside. It was outside the school in Goatstown, actually, that I don't think is there anymore. And I just pulled up the car outside the school in Goatstown, and was eating. Car was stopped. I was eating the wrap. The next minute, knock on the window, and there's a woman looking in at me, a Karen. Oh, she was a real Karen. Now, I'll never forget this woman's face. And I rolled down the window and said, "Hi, everything okay? What are you doing here?" It was Goatstown, so it was up her own arse. "What are you doing here?" And I said, well, I'm eating my lunch. And why are you doing it outside? Why are you doing it? Anyway, questions back and forth. Why are you doing it outside of school? Blah, 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 blah. I told her to go and piss off. But she was worried. Like, she was at the point where she was nearly calling the police because I was parked outside of school. Apparently, you cannot park outside schools now. But this story just proves the heightened tension that's going on in the country at the moment. And what we are now doing, not we, by the way, what other people are
other
now
people,
doing,
yeah,
are racially profiling. And shame on every single one of you, because you're the very same people that gave out about the Brits back in the 70s, putting signs up in their windows saying no dogs, no Irish. What was the third thing? I think it was just no dogs and no Irish.
Yeah.
And we had a big problem with that we were all tarred with the same brush. And now, the way it is now, and sorry, there was a woman that commented. I'm going to go back over her old post because, yeah, Saoirse is this girl's name. And she commented on her social media before the topic started off, and she says, the amount of attempted abductions in the last 3 weeks, and these two clowns, that's you, by the way, you're the two clowns.
No, I'm a clown, yeah.
Post this. Now, my answer to her would be, my God, they must be the worst abductors ever.
Where are all these attempted abductions?
We asked Saoirse and she didn't have the answer. Saoirse, I know you're listening, so if you want to come on and tell us, or if anybody wants to tell us about all these. Now, abductions is plural, so it means more than one, mm-hmm. doesn't it? First of all, where are these abductions taking place? And second of all, how come they're all attempted? I mean, are these people who are trying to abduct people, are they blind? Like, or are they just really...
They're just very, very bad abductors.
Really inept.
Yes.
They just can't abduct anybody. That's how bloody stupid it is.
Now, I know her answer will be, well, he probably would have abducted somebody, only these brave parents came along and stopped him.
Well, I think what happened outside that school, and I was about to say where it is. Can we say where it is?
No, it's in the Crumlin, Dublin 12 area.
Just said where it was. Yeah.
Well, Crumlin's huge.
I think, it was no dogs, no blacks, no Irish. That's what the sign used to say. I'm terrified about the rise of the far right and how they have probably brainwashed level-headed people up until a couple of weeks ago, who now think every time they see dark skin, they think scammer, abductor, rapist,
yep.
The whole lot. And I have to be honest with you, lads, and some of you aren't going to want to hear this, I would welcome an asylum seeker, no matter what the skin colour, into my estate quicker than I would some of those heads that were at that protest in Finglas last night.
Abby, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Abby?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, Abby, thanks very much. What's your reaction to that story?
I think that's terrible. I'm so embarrassed for the parents that did that.
It is, I mean, just to hear that a guy has broken down, well, he's not broken down, but he has a puncture, and suddenly people start thinking that he's up to no good because he has a puncture. It seems bizarre, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I think it's nothing but racism, to be honest.
And is that what's happening to people? That this racism is becoming built into people now? They have this automatic suspicion of anybody who looks foreign.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
And we can see that left, right and centre. We can see that with the protests that are taking place everywhere. And this latest thing of a foreign national, or a guy who looks like a foreign national, we don't even know if he was a foreign national, being attacked by parents for just sitting in his car.
I do think it's bad. Yeah, it's really bad.
Yeah, I have to say, I find it disgusting that somebody would be attacked. But mind you, you heard, I don't know if you heard the story Jeremy told, that something kind of similar happened to him a couple of years ago, and he was just eating a sandwich. He just happened to be parked up outside a school.
Oh God, yeah, that's bad. Like, my dad, he wasn't born in Ireland, and if I heard that something like that happened to him, I'd be disgusted, you know? Like, if people just assumed that he was out to harass people and that, you know, I'd just be disgusted, like, if I found out that happened to my dad.
And this sort of attitude, particularly where it comes to foreign nationals, you obviously find that just that this whole attitude that's developing, you find it disgusting, do you?
Yeah, and I think all over Facebook, you just see all these stories and they're always like, oh yeah, it was a foreigner who did it. And it's just, anytime I go onto Facebook as well, there's always a post about something. Like, but I think, like, as I said, I commented earlier on the post that people are going on as if the refugee situation is going on only this year, but this has been going on for years and years, and it's always happened, and even in other countries as well, it happens everywhere, not just Ireland.
Mm. Yeah, no, I agree with you, I have to say.
Sorry, can I ask you a question about your father? What country is he originally from?
He's from Romania.
Okay, to look at him, if I was to be standing beside him, would you know he wasn't Irish?
Yeah and no, like.
No, because I know from spending a good bit of time in Romania. You know, you would tell the difference between a Romanian and an Irish person, because there is a slightly different look. There's an Eastern European look. Is he concerned, given the fact that there are numbskulls out here, absolute gobshites, cavemen going around with masks on their face, going, "Oh, get out, burn them, get them out, burn them." Does that worry him that he could? I mean, there's a video going around at the moment of some absolute tow rag driving his car up on the path because he sees someone that isn't Irish in Blanchardstown. Does that worry your father now?
Yeah, I just think people are gone a bit mad now with the whole situation. I do think it is. Most of it is racism as well. Most of it is racism.
And it is disgusting, I have to say. That video, by the way, was horrific. He is an absolute... I don't know who you are. I'd love to think you were listening to this podcast. You are the shite on the sole of my shoe.
Well, you're literally... Because he will hear this, because someone will tell him. You are the cancer of Ireland. And that's what he is. He is a cancer of Ireland because you are disgusting, driving around like a little hard man in your car, driving up on a path. Because I tell you, had you tried to take him on fist to fist, he would have knocked you into next week. Scumbag.
Anthony, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anthony?
It's just shocking me as people keep this happening. I mean, what happened at that school? It's what happens when the far right are spreading their lies and misinformation all over social media, putting up fake stories and staging fake attacks, and people keep falling for it as they don't know any better. They start assuming every foreigner is out to harm children, out to harm women. They keep pushing, because the far right are pushing this vile agenda to incite fear, intolerance, racism, and vile xenophobia. The government needs to introduce hate crime legislation to go after the far right. The government needs to start locking them up en masse.
I have to say, I agree. In fact, Anthony, I don't know if you saw this video that was doing the rounds, okay? In fact, I can even give you the guy's name. The gobshite has his name on the dashboard of his car. I can see the name of the iPhone here. Look at that.
I watched that video several times and I didn't
there it is,
that.
Look.
Oh my God.
There's his name and his iPhone name.
The person he may have been ringing?
No. That's the phone that's connected.
Well
to
done.
The car.
Well done, Mr. Policeman.
Anyway, let's, Anthony, just have a listen to this. So this is a guy driving along in his car, which looks like a Skoda to me. It's a Skoda or a Volkswagen. And he pulls up this, he's driving past this guy.
You speak English?
50-50. 50-50.
Are you an immigrant, are you? What? Are you Ukrainian? You fresh out the boat, are you? You fresh out the boat, yeah? Are you? Tell you, stick you over the bonnet. Get out of here. Get out of here and don't come back here ever again, yeah? Get out of here. We'll stick you over the bonnet handy.
Then he reverses the car and then he starts driving towards him and the guy has to jump over a fence. You absolute... Scumbag. Ah!
Oh, you do it with the bonnet in your car. Absolute waste. You know what? If anybody needs to get on a boat, you need to get on a boat.
Get out of this country.
And get out of this country, because we don't want filth like you here.
If it was up to me, every single forest coming out would be out of this country. Just send them all to Antarctica, where it's cold, heartless, and white. Just like them. They'd love it there, wouldn't they?
They would. They absolutely would. So when you hear a video like that, so as I said, this guy is walking along the street, minding his own business, in a housing estate along a main road. I don't know exactly where it is. And this guy pulls up his car and starts this shite at this man, and then decides to drive his car towards him to scare the shit out of him. As you said, we don't need people like that in this country.
It just shows that we need hate crime legislation in this country to go after the far right and ban those far right fringe parties that help people who believe that kind of vile racist crap. Just lock them all up. We need to send a message that kind of crap will never be tolerated in this country. We won't allow Ireland to become like the US, where you have people who are racist and keep causing trouble. needless to the message, that kind of crap cannot be tolerated. Otherwise, it's just going to get worse.
All right, stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Anthony. Actually, the more I watch that video of that scumbag, the more angry I get.
Was he vetted? No.
No, he should be.
Vetted? Yeah.
He should be sent to the vet.
Yeah. Neutered.
Anyway, where am I going now? Sorry, that's after annoying me all over again. It's annoyed me. But the gobshite, whoever he is, his name begins with a D, and it sounds like he's from Holland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There, I can see his name there, look.
Dirk?
No, you're not far off.
Okay.
Anyway, the name of his iPhone is on the dash of his car.
You're
absolute toe rag. Now, where am I going? Keith, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Keith?
How's it going, Adrian?
Good, thanks, Keith. What did you want to say on this?
Just basically want to talk about the Irish government and the problem that they caused for the Irish people in these situations. Like, these situations would not really be happening if the Irish government knew how to do their jobs properly.
Okay, so what are they not doing properly?
Well, they're bringing in all these immigrants where they don't know where
they're not bringing them in. Bringing them in suggests that we send a boat and we go and collect them. We're not bringing them in. They're arriving. There's a big difference.
Well, they're arriving in, but they're overcrowding the places where they're going, and they're not properly organising this situation the way it should be organised.
So what do you want to see being done?
Well, basically, like, there could be more refugee centres put around the place and more health places.
Any place that the state has tried to house refugees, there's been protests. Everywhere.
Yeah, but the protests have only started after all the situations have happened when these people have come into Ireland.
But this conversation, Keith, is about a man who could be Irish. We don't know. He just happens to have brown skin. I mean, Paul McGrath had brown skin and he's as Irish as you mm-hmm. are. This is all to do yeah. with a man that happens to have brown skin sitting outside a school and people thinking that he's trying to abduct children.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be going around just putting my eye on every single person.
But that's what's happening here.
That's what's happening. That's what this fueling of hatred is doing to this country.
Yeah, no, there is wrong ways in doing it and in right ways of doing it. And it's just, I think the Irish people are more angry that the guards and the Irish government couldn't control it themselves. So it's like, I think it's just more of the anger that's actually being pushed out in the Irish system.
Okay, what I'm trying to understand is, and I've been thinking about this for the last couple of weeks, why is this anger being targeted at individuals like the man outside the school, like that guy that was walking up the street and had a car rammed towards him? Why are people directing their anger at these individual foreigners?
Well, to be honest, I had one or two situations in the past week. Now, I had to be bumped into two people where I thought they were acting very suspicious, and I was actually correct about them two situations. Now, I don't know about other people's situations. I don't go around just pointing the finger at things, but when I'm going around my city, I don't just keep my head down and stare at the floor. I like to look at people. I like to see what people's doing and what people are interacting in what ways, and to know where I'm going in life and what type of people I can talk to on the streets. Do you know what I mean? Like, so if I see somebody acting suspicious, I will put an extra eye on them, and I won't just go over and say, "Hey, how's it going? You're acting suspicious." I'll watch them until they do something that doesn't seem right, and then I'll put that into my mind and then go ahead and speak to them. Like, if you go onto my Facebook page, there's two incidents where I went up to two international people, one in the Omni Centre in Santry, and I got a bit angry because the international started threatening me and tried to take the phone out of my hand because I walked up to him nicely and I was like, "How is it going? Like, do you have a problem here?" Because he was staring at two girls, and also a lady in the Santry shopping centre confronted these two girls, and the two girls said, "Yeah, we know," because the fellas had been following us around for a while. And that was one incident. And there was another incident where I seen a guy following, while I was in Fitzroy there, I think it was like 2 nights ago, I seen a guy following a lady up towards the canal in Fitzroy, but the lady didn't have a clue that she was getting followed at all.
And when you say, followed, What do you mean by that?
So the lady was walking up towards Des Kelly's and she turned, there was like two or three houses. I lived in Fins before the war, so I kind of know the area. And
yeah, okay, I know where Des Kelly's is.
And there was a lady walking up towards that way, up the canal, and I've seen the guy, he was on my side of the road, on your side of the road, and he stopped and he waited to see which side the lady was going up. And as soon as he noticed the lady was going up the dark canal way, he started speeding up towards her. So I was like, right, I'm not going to do nothing, I'm grand. So I just kind of like went up towards it a bit, just to get a bit of a closer eye view. And then I seen the two of them, and he was just getting a bit closer. So I didn't go up and start saying, here, are you following her and all? I went up and I confronted him and I just says, how's it going, buddy? Are you all right? Are you a bit lost? Like, this isn't the type of a walkway for a person to be walking up with a load of bags at. I think it was like 12 o'clock at night or something like that. And he just...
But could it not be as simple, Keith, that this guy happened to be just walking in the same direction?
Yeah, and I was just going up like a normal civilian and just asked him, how's it going, mate?
Why did you feel the need to stick your nose into something that was none of your business?
Boy, I wasn't sticking my nose into something.
Why did you even speak to the guy?
Because I wanted to see what he was doing and what's up. I'm not allowed to speak to people in the Irish society. Like,
If I was walking along on my own along a street like that and you come up and just started randomly talking to me, I wouldn't like that.
Would you know? But no. Everybody's different, Adrian. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can't speak apart.
But there was motivation in you speaking to that guy. It wasn't that you were being polite to him. It's that
I didn't know this fellow was an Irish. I didn't know he was a different international than me. I didn't know any of this. So I'm not even putting this up against the internationals or anything. I'm just putting this across to the situations that's coming on the past few weeks. I'm not even putting it on to...
But you're taking it upon yourself. You're taking it upon yourself to be some sort of a Rambo.
No, because I didn't go up and I didn't threaten him or anything like that.
But you still went up and talked to him.
On my Facebook page, you can see, like, I spoke to him and says, how's it going? Are you looking for help?
Not only did you go up and talk to this guy...
I'm not even bothering with you.
Hang on. Not only did he go up and talk to this guy, he videoed it as well.
Oh, you see, that's where the problem lies, because what happens now...
And he's trying to claim he wasn't being aggressive and all that, and he was just making sure this guy wasn't following the guy, but it's none of his fucking business.
Jesus, unless
the guy actually did something. It is none of his business if this guy happens to be walking towards Des Kelly's.
And he's saying he doesn't know if he was an international or if he wasn't an international.
I'm really annoyed over that as well now.
And the fact is, that could have happened outside that school in Dublin 12 yesterday as well.
Yep.
Had people not... So what would have happened, because this is what we're talking about. We're talking about a man of Indian heritage, I'm going to say, because he could be Irish. I mean, I have friends who were Indian, but they were born here, so they're Irish. And the parents, of course, had the phones out. Karens now have the phone because they think everybody wants to abduct their kids, you know. You're taking photos of me, kids! So that photograph would have been up, or that video would have been up on Facebook within seconds. Because Karens are great at putting the videos up straight away. Share. This foreign dirt outside me, little angel school, is trying to abduct children. And before you know it, that video of a man who was just sitting in his car with a puncher is shared everywhere. He gets the shit beaten out of him. It's mob justice and
it's horrible.
Disgusting.
It's absolutely vile. Darren!
By the sounds of it was that clown following them. Keith, you're a moron.
That's for Keith, who was on there a second ago. This is Gareth.
Hey, lads, can't come on. That's a disgrace. I think it's just all that lies and propaganda. And then people are also seeing... People is waiting on housing lists and everything. Are seeing foreigners getting houses before them and all that. That's just pissing everybody off. The government won't listen to the people. I think just... People are just getting lies fed to them and they believe in everything. You know, why doesn't Irish people start arguing with the government? There has to be something done or someone's going to be killed. That's what's going to happen. And it'll be an innocent person. Okay.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter. with Adrian and Jeremy.
We genuinely had no intention of this conversation going the way it has, but that is what has been happening in our society lately.
What's literally happened is, 3 years ago, up until 3 years ago, we used to have great topics about this. We used to have a great laugh, laughing at all the curtain twitchers, as I call them. You know, the mothers who don't do anything with their life apart from look out the window, thinking that there's a white van coming into her estate to rob their kids. Those mothers. And it used to be the white van driver. Any white van that went to the say, Jordan, get in. He's trying to take you, Jordan. And that white van driver has now been replaced with dark-skinned people. Okay, so now all the dark-skinned people that come into our... Or you don't even have to be dark-skinned. If you even have a hint of an Eastern European accent...
If you look foreign, yeah.
If you look even a bit foreign, you're either trying to rape our kids, steal our kids, or rape our women. And there are Egypts. And I know there are because... they're listening to this. Now, they won't come on to this podcast because they know we'll destroy them and they don't have an argument to put up. So they'll type away on Facebook, but they haven't got the balls to have a man-on-man debate because they know that they're gobshites. But there are gobshites listening to this. There are gobshites on our social media pages who believe that every single foreign national coming into this country
is up to no good.
And
we've talked about this at length. There were statistics released earlier on, which are quite shocking, I have to say, about the number of undocumented migrants arriving into the state. It is quite shocking, the amount.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying this is an issue.
Yeah, no, it is an issue.
But as
Vanessa said on our Facebook page there a few minutes ago, it's the fault of the government, not the migrants. And this is what I keep saying over and over again, please direct your anger towards the Dáil and not at individuals. By the way, this is what happened in the 1930s in Germany.
Yeah, of course it
is. This is what happened in the 1930s in Germany that that the Nazis very successfully convinced the whole of society that the Jews were responsible for all of the ills in Germany.
Dirty vermin, they were called. And I tell you, some of you people who've been posting shite. Now you think you're doing it just to protecting my community. That's what you say. You're not protecting your community. And I tell you, some of you, Goebbels would actually be proud of you with the shite you've been coming out with and the propaganda. It's just so bloody annoying. Now, having said that, I do also believe that the asylum seeker situation in Ireland is critical. And we have to look at where these people are going to go and can we take them anymore. And it is worrying that unvetted people are being brought into the country.
And just to give you those figures, last year, up till November of last year, there were 5,074 people came into this country with false or no documentation who were initially refused to disembark from the plane but then went to claim asylum. Two-thirds of them are men and one-third women, just roughly.
By the way, before we go to the next call to Alan, I just want to ask a question because I asked it at the start of the show and it's just to prove a point, by the way. And if someone does ring in about this, we will put you on straight away. We're not trying not to put people on. I asked a question about a half an hour ago because one of our listeners mentioned that there's abductions. Sorry, Saoirse said that there was attempted abductions taking place all over Dublin. Yeah, all over Dublin, there's attempted abductions taking place of children and women and stuff like that. They're all attempted, by the way, and unsuccessful. Thank God these abductors are so bad. And I'm going to give you guys, if you believe that, another 15 minutes, okay? 15 minutes on the stopwatch to give me proof that there's this huge surge in abductions taking place. 15 minutes. All I'm looking for is one person to be able to give me even a shred of evidence that children and women are the victims of attempted abductions. Do you think I'll get that in 15
No,
minutes?
You won't, no. But we'll give it a try anyway. Alan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Alan?
Good, lads. How are you?
Good, thanks, Alan. Well, what did you want to say on this?
This is coming a big, big issue. It really, really is. Like, this country is becoming a hotbed for far-right extremism.
Absolutely.
It's coming to the stage where I think the government's going to have to start banning protests against these people because it's going to come to the stage where it's going to come mass casualty incident where there's going to be fights and counter protests.
Okay, here's part of the problem. There is talk of new legislation which would ban protesting outside people's homes, and that would include a hotel. If you happen to be a refugee who's been housed in a hotel, people would not be allowed to protest outside your place. But what we saw last time, by the way, this conversation is going in a direction I didn't plan today. What we saw last night was a protest outside outside Finglas Garda station. There's nothing you can do about that. We do have a right to protest.
Yeah, but if people's rights, if people's, you know, but if people are at the protest and these people are coming in invading peaceful protests and they're causing trouble.
Sorry, these people, as you describe them, these are the people who are organising these protests now at this stage. Originally, they were kind of hijacking genuine protests. Now they're actually organising these protests to the point that one of them, in a very high-profile way, was arrested yesterday and taken in for questioning.
Yeah, I don't think there was any trouble in Finglas.
No, there wasn't any trouble.
So I think it's important to say that. And, you know, I wouldn't deny anybody's right to protest outside somewhere like a police station. That is the place you should be protesting. Although I don't... I was looking at the videos. I don't quite guess why they're angry with the Finglas Gardaí. What's their issue with the Finglas Gardaí?
They're not telling the truth. They're not coming clean about, for example, that alleged rape or sexual assault. They're not telling the truth. Now, it was left up to a journalist to find out that it is not a foreign national that is being sought in connection with that.
I know the story about that. So they believe the Gardaí are in cahoots.
Or they're incompetent, one or the other, yeah. Okay. But it's all bullshit. Alan, I agree with you. I'm very concerned, like an awful lot of people are, about the influence of some far-right activists, if you want to call them that. I don't know if activists is the word I'd use, but anyway.
There's a lot of vulnerable people out there that will believe everything.
And sadly are believing an awful lot of this stuff. And I even... we get hate from these people because of the... basically, my whole view on this is... I believe we have a problem in our society, in our country, in terms of immigration, particularly when I read today that last year over 5,000 people arrived into this country with no documentation. I have a big problem with that, and I think everybody should. However, that anger should be taken out on the Department of Justice or on the government, not on people, human beings.
I can't go on Facebook or TikTok or anything like one of these bloody idiots, you know, posting these videos for views, because it's just, they're just trying to get views and get people to listen to them, and that's what's happening. People are listening to them and they're taking their message on board.
Yep, they are, and I agree. But how do you stop that? I mean, you're saying ban protests. You can't. Mm-hmm. You literally... Well, we're in a very different scenario. We're in Russia if we start banning protests. That's not going to... People do have a right to protest. And then you could say, well, we ban protests by the far right. You can't do that either, because how do you define that as a group of people? Do you know what I mean?
I suppose if you'd have banned for far right, you'd have to ban far left.
Yes, exactly. So it is very... But I agree with you wholeheartedly, Alan. It is a scary time in this country with the hatred that is being whipped up by some of these groups. That it's resulting in the likes of that guy trying to run the foreign national down, the likes of what happened. Disgusting. Yeah, it is disgusting. It's absolutely vile.
What's going to happen to him? If he's caught, which the guards are probably onto it, he'd probably go to court and he'd get away with it and he'd be community service.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, guards, if you want to identify the guy, his name is on the dashboard of his car at the start of the video.
Look at Adrian Snitcher.
No, it is.
Yeah.
No, I saw it.
Like, the car in the wrong hands is a dangerous missile.
Absolutely, it's worse than a gun, the damage you could do. But as I said, Alan, I agree with you. It is a scary time in this country, but stay there for one second. I want to go to Edward. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Edward.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Edward. What did you want to say?
I just wanted to say that the heart of these protests are concerned citizens out there about a busload of undocumented males being shipped in everywhere, and it's just the far right are manipulating that anger. Like, you know, we're told to like direct their anger at the government now, but the local representatives now, they just ignore the concerns, so then they just turn to the far right. Like, you know, that chap there saying, "Oh, bring in more legislation, it's just far right." That's all he says about this. All these people who are very concerned about all this thing.
I understand the concern that is out there, okay? I do. I genuinely do. But I think that concern is being heightened by the far right to make it appear hear that every ill in Irish society at this moment is caused by foreign nationals, and that is just not true.
Yeah, agree to there, yeah, definitely. But there is concerns. I mean, there is a lot of these undocumented males being seen everywhere.
Like, I know, but you look at one story here, Edward. Look at one story about, and if we just take Finglas as an example, because the Finglas people have been fairly proactive in, and we're going to be talking to a woman who has the details all about why the protest took place at the Garda station last night in Finglas. But if you look at a story only from a couple of months ago, before the word asylum seeker was even mentioned, a story about this fella, a Finglas rapist called David McCartan. Now, this fella, if you Google this fella is a nasty piece of work. He's a serial sex beast. I won't even tell you some of the shit this fella did, but this fella is a nasty, nasty, nasty piece of work. Now, where were all the protests when David McCartan was in the news? Where were all the protests?
That's a very good question. I'm not aware of any.
Because it didn't happen. And if you look at a photograph of David McCartan, he's white, blonde hair, Irish. Mm. So where were the protests? Why were the people of Finglas not marching?
The problem is the way in which these far-right agitators have develop this narrative that every bloody ill in society is being caused by foreigners. And it's just not true. This is the scary thing. The scary thing is that people are believing it. And that is how you have large groups of gathering in Finglas, because they're believing all this shite.
But are they not allowed to be afraid?
Yes, they are allowed to be afraid.
If they have a genuine fear.
Yes, they are allowed to be afraid. Of course they are allowed to be afraid. But my big thing is, don't take your anger out on individual foreign nationals. Take it out on the state, on the government, and maybe the police to a lesser extent.
I mean, 7 Adrian watched a video just before we started recording this podcast, and it's a fella outside Finglas Garda station with a loudspeaker, although he didn't need one. He was loud enough without it. And he's saying, like, burn them out. What the hell? That's Nazi stuff.
That's what I said earlier on.
That is not burn them out. Like, Jesus Christ.
Where am I going now? I'm going to, I'm going here first.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Bernadette, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Bernadette.
Hiya, Adrian.
Now, Bernadette, what did you want to say on this?
I just would like to say I'm not racist. I've no problem with people coming to Ireland. Want to peacefully live. I have a son that lives in the UK. He goes to college there. But I am afraid. And what I am afraid of is I do rent a room scheme to two Polish girls. They're lovely. They go to work. They do everything. So I really want to say I'm not racist. But I'm afraid. I'm afraid because of what happened to the local girl in Finglas.
Okay, but we've... Sorry. Hang on, phone. I have to stop you there. We've since discovered that what happened to that local girl in Finglas was not... a foreign national is not being sought in connection with that. A white Irish man is being sought in connection with that.
I heard that she travelled with a white Irish man, but what I heard was a foreign national. But
okay,
like,
that's what you heard. The Gardaí are not seeking a foreign national in connection with that.
They're looking for the taxi driver.
I'm aware of that.
They want to speak to the taxi driver. What nationality is the taxi driver? Does anybody know?
I don't know. The point I'm trying to make to you is that, and I don't even want to speculate about that particular case, because it has been automatically assumed that the perpetrator of whatever crime occurred last week is a foreign national. That's just the assumption that has been made.
But as well as that, it's assumed it's foreign national. It's not assumed that it's a refugee. It's not assumed it's anybody else. So even without that, I'm afraid because it's so much what's on social media, so much what's going on. I'm afraid to let my son out play. I'm afraid to walk around. And the big issue is they're not vetted. So we don't know. We don't know who's coming in. And it's only a matter of time before it spreads. And there's
more, but Bernadette, we have no control. With the greatest respect, and fair play to you, you're just doing what any mother would do. You're trying to protect your children. Everybody wants their children to be safe. But the greatest... Do you live in Finglas?
I live in Finglas, yeah.
But with the greatest respect to you, Bernadette, nobody in your area would be vetted. I mean, you don't know if a rapist is living on your road. You don't know if there's a rapist in your estate. And no one's vetted unless they have to go for a job that involves work. I mean, I'm not vetted. Adrian's not vetted. You're not vetted.
Right.
So
how many refugees would be in Finglas, say, compared to the QT Lodge? Oh, how many refugees would be in Finglas compared to Box Rock or them other areas?
I agree with you. And it's always the way that these are dumped. I don't mean the people, by the way. I mean the problems. The problems are dumped in certain estates like Finglas.
Because there'd be crime in Finglas anyway. So just add to the crime.
I don't know why there's not an asylum seeker compound in Fox Rock, for argument's sake. I don't know. I've a fair idea.
Lodge, there is loads and loads and loads of land. Why don't they could put up little bungalows for them, little lodges for them, they could vet them, they could keep control of them. They're all getting put into Finglas that's overpopulated as it is, and then crime has increased. Rape crime has increased, whether it's refugees, foreign nationals, I don't know. If there was an Indian guy standing at my school, I wouldn't bat an eye at it because there's multicultural.
But yet somebody did bat an eyelid yesterday, and
because people are afraid. So if there was
let me ask you a question: are you afraid in Finglas when you see somebody who's quite clearly a foreigner?
No, because I'm living with I do rent a room to two Polish. That's not the point. You have it wrong. People.
Okay,
aren't
but then, okay. Well, I'll ask you another question. I'll ask you another question. Outside the Garda station yesterday and over the last few weeks, there's been this campaign: out, 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 get them out, out, out. Do you support that?
I wasn't part of that campaign.
I didn't say you were. I'm asking, do you support this?
Obviously not. No. But what I'm saying is I didn't see any footage of that or anything like that, so I don't even know whether that's true or not. You probably have footage of it or something to back that up. But like that, there's probably speculation saying, oh, the people in Finglas are doing this and the people in Finglas are doing that. We're only people as well, and we are overloaded and we are afraid. We have fear and we're seeing stuff. And then obviously you have a different story to what I have of what happened to that young girl, and who knows whether you're right, who knows whether I'm right. All I know is I'm afraid to walk out.
All I know is that a man who is the security correspondent for the Irish Examiner, Cormac O'Keefe, said Gardaí investigating an alleged sexual assault in Finglas last Friday believe a white Irish male was involved and not migrants or refugees.
So that's very clear. So then we'll wait in time for that to be confirmed.
Yep, we'll wait in time for that.
That would be confirmed.
But at this moment, nobody has been arrested.
At the minute, nobody's been arrested. They're looking for the taxi driver. But at the minute, I'm a local and you're not, and I have a different story.
Well, I'm fairly local. I only live up the road from you, Bernadette. I don't live far away.
Can I ask, Andy, again, it is easy for me to say I'm not living in the height of it. Are you genuinely, like, say, for instance, if you were go down to Spar, your local Spar this evening, to get a litre of milk at 7 o'clock, this evening, would you be afraid?
In the night time, in the dark time, I would not. And genuinely, me and my friend go walking most nights, probably 4 or 5 nights a week. And I text her the last time we went on a walk, and I was like, you drive up and park at my house and we'll walk from my house. And then that way none of us aren't walking on our own where we beat each other. And she's like, no, I'm not doing that. That's silly. We're afraid to walk around our own place. And we haven't gone walking since that night because we don't know. We're afraid.
Okay, so you are afraid of whoever it was who may have attacked a young woman in Finglas last Friday morning. Is that what you're afraid of?
I'm afraid on a new thing, but there is a lot of stuff. Now, if I'm in the shop and there's, say, for instance, an Indian guy stands behind me, I have no issue. There's no problem there. Ireland has been multicultural for years. And even in my son's class, I wouldn't notice if there was some, when I go to, number one, I can't get parking at the school. But if there was a car there at the school, I would just think that would be a daddy coming to collect their child, because my son would have play dates with Lithuanians, and there's multicultural in his class. So I think people think, oh, Ireland's becoming racist, and we're afraid of what's the aftermath. We're afraid of a year down the road, 2 years down the road. What control have we got over this?
And again, as I said to you, Bernadette, I believe that this anger and this understandable fear and anger is being directed. It's being directed in the wrong direction. Basically, it should be directed at the government, at the state, not individuals. And what happened again at that encampment in Ashtown the other day is horrible. These guys were being targeted for something they had no involvement in.
No idea. Yeah.
Okay.
So Aidan, you said you're local enough to Thingless or so. So you would know up if you go kind of up near St. Margaret's, there's an asylum there that's stayed years.
Yeah, Balseskin. Yeah.
Have never bothered anybody. There's never been any marches on them. There's never, ever, ever been anything. They've lived in peace and we've lived in peace, and that asylum seeker's place is there years with refugees now. What's different now? It's the crime that's happening now that people are like, oh, I don't believe that, but the people that are witnessing it know it's happening, and that's what's happening.
Stay there for 1 second. Vanessa, you're on Opinions Matter. You're frustrated listening to this.
I am. And I've been on before to give my opinion on this, and watching the reports about the camp being attacked, I mean, that's just the latest. And that's only the start of what's going to happen, what's coming down the road. I'm gutted to think that an Irish society in 2022, 2023, that a human being waiting for someone to come fix his car is abused and harassed. And to be honest with you, if I was that man, I would not have gotten out of my car, because you would never know if someone would take a bat to him. You'd never know if he's actually going to make it home. And that's what I'm afraid of, is that all of this fear is turning into hysteria, and someone is going to get hurt or killed. And it makes me sad, because this is my home too. And I don't like how it's being represented.
Bernadette, do you understand that sort of upset? She is upset by what is happening in this country.
She's entitled to her opinion, and I understand her. And like that, there's two sides to everything. And that guy, if that did happen to that guy at the school, it is not good that it happened. Like I said, if I was at the school and there was a guy there, I wouldn't take any notice, because there is multinationals in the school that my son is in. So I would agree with her that it was wrong what happened to that man.
Bernadette, in a few years, if your son was to go to another country, would you like your son to be treated that way?
I have a son in another country already. Yeah.
And if he was to be attacked in the same way or abused in the same way, and this is the problem, there's been an active campaign of dehumanisation, that it's just undocumented men, and therefore it's not safe. We don't see these men as human beings. We just see them as this boogeyman that are coming in to rape our women.
I don't know what way you see them, but I see them as human beings.
But a lot of people don't.
You're the one that's at the saying you don't see them as human beings.
No, no, no. I'm saying there's a campaign.
They're in this country.
There is a campaign of dehumanisation. This is what I'm saying. There's a campaign of dehumanisation so that people won't see them as human beings.
How do you know about this campaign? Because I've never even heard of this campaign. So this is something that you're into, and it's a conversation that I don't really want to be part of. I have kind of voiced my opinion, Adrian. I'm not getting into this crap. She just seems like she's looking for an argument. I'd rather just
I have to say, Bernadette, you've represented yourself very well, but the worry, Vanessa is concerned about is the narrative that we're hearing in Ireland now, which is inciting hatred.
She's on organisations that seem people not as human. Like, I'm not being bad, Adrian. I'm not. Like, it's hard enough going out to do a day's walk, and it's hard enough being afraid. And I'm not getting into not seeing people as humans. That's what she's actually saying is absolute horseshit.
There you are, Vanessa. You're speaking horseshit, she says.
When you hear these people coming out in support of the protests, all you hear is undocumented men. They don't see these men being brought in, these people that are being brought in and housed in hotels and such, as human beings. That's just the way it appears. I don't like it. I would much prefer to have a proper, rational conversation But what's happening, or what I can see, is that the narrative is being spun that these bogeymen, these men that are coming in, are only here to rape and cause crime.
Okay, but let me get your reaction to the statistics that were obtained today by a News Talk journalist called Barry White, and he got figures from the Department of Justice that show that 5,074 people come into this state with false or no documentation and went on to claim asylum. That's 5,000 people who had no identification. What's your reaction to that?
It is scary, and it's wrong, and it's sad that people actually feel that they have to do that.
What do you mean feel that they have to do that?
Well, there are a few that would, and I'm making assumptions, okay? If it were me in that situation, and I was facing going back to a country who would have me hanged or have me imprisoned for what I believe, then yeah, I would destroy my documents.
Why?
In the hope that they won't send me back.
Why?
Because the fear of going back, because you don't know where these people are coming from.
No, but hang on. If you're claiming asylum, if you're arriving into this state claiming asylum, why would you possibly want to rip up your passport?
Personally, I wouldn't. But if the
But why 5,074 people in the first 11 months of last year decided to do that or not have documentation?
I can't answer that. My belief would be fear and desperation.
This is the bit I don't understand. So, okay, all of those 5,000 people arrived into Dublin Airport. Before they got on the plane that brought them to Dublin Airport, they would have had to have a passport or they wouldn't have gotten on the plane.
Yeah.
And somewhere between there and arriving into Dublin, 5,074 people misplaced their passport or had fake documentation. Now, I'm asking you, if you were claiming asylum, why would you need to hide your identity?
I don't know. And we don't know where they've come from. We don't know what they're running away from. Some might be nefarious, but I'm willing to bet most is desperation. Most is fear.
Okay, do you understand how this undocumented thing is adding to that narrative?
Yeah, I agree with you on that. And what I also agree with is there is proper anger out there that's justified. There's fear that's justified. And I agree with you that they should be targeting the government instead of targeting hotels because you don't know who's in those hotels.
All right, Vanessa, thank you very much indeed. Let me go to Keith.
Lads, the fear is set in. Like, it's at the spreading through the community with the videos and everything else that's popping up and the stories. Yeah, I'd say some of it is bullshit, but some of it is accurate. And you're seeing yourself and you're hearing yourselves, people are living in genuine fear, and it's not about what people are screaming out there, it's about the videos that's popping up, you know, that's the proof of it. So that's people need to sort out the fear factor thing there.
All right, and Lisa Marie.
Hey, just listening in on the podcast there, and I do agree with a lot of what's been said. The amount of gullible Egypts that are out there that literally believe anything Mr. Google tell them. And to be honest, my own partner would be a bit like that. Anything he sees on the internet, whether it comes in on a WhatsApp video, is to believe straight away. Oh, straight away he believes it, whereas I'm the complete opposite. Like, I don't believe everything I read at all. I have to know it first before I believe it. But I absolutely do agree with they need to be vetted. There's 5,000 unvetted people being left into the country, and I don't know which one he said it, but I'm not vetted and I'm not. Cut that crap. That's crap if I ever heard it. Do you know what I mean? Like I'm pretty sure you're not rapists. I am pretty sure that he didn't come from a regime where, you know, women are dirt and you treat women like crap. And there is a lot of these men that think like that. And that's why women are afraid of their lives. It's not a case of, oh, look at him, he's whatever, a different nationality. No, it's not that at all. If we knew who he was, it'd be no problem. But how the hell do we know that he's not one of those groups or whatever, any man? Now, I feel so sorry for that poor man at the school yesterday. And whoever started that should get a dig into the mouth. I'm really, really sorry. That was horrific. But vetting needs to be done. Carry on helping people as much as we can, but the whole not vetting people is absolutely disgraceful.
And it's not even, Vanessa, that they're not vetted. An awful lot of people are arriving into the state, as we just said a couple of minutes ago, without any documentation. A lot of people arriving with documentation aren't vetted either.
Jeez, but I can't even get the HSS over to Holyhead without documentation. Isn't that mad?
Yeah.
You couldn't get on the ferry.
And fair play to Barry White for getting those statistics out of the Department of Justice today. That will cause a debate, and we need to have that debate about how so many people are getting into this country without any documentation.
But I think even if they were vetted, even if every single asylum seeker coming into the country in the last 6 months was vetted, yeah, there are still groups of those people that would still have a problem with it.
Absolutely, I agree. All right, well, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow, and you can click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you will be notified when we upload a new podcast. Please share this podcast onto your own social media platforms, and we will catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Opinions Matter. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.